Okay.
Tom.
Hey, spring has sprung. You know, I got out of the car last night at like 9 o'clock or so. Mm-hmm. Birds chirping. I was just like, it's nice out. The birds are chirping. Man, we had 1 month of winter and it was March. That was weird. And now we're back to spring.
late October.
Late October, March. Yeah. So late October and March.
Halloween was colder than Christmas, if you remember. I remember we were taking pictures out of the patio on Halloween. It was like 20. Christmas, it was in the 40s and it rained.
Gosh, you're right. Weird.
Goofy.
That is so goofy.
And, we definitely have moved into spring. But I still keep, you know, I'm still hearing from some people who want some good old-fashioned winter weather.
Oh, really?
These people, they walk amongst us.
What do you mean?
They want a snowstorm?
You want? Wait, does that mean you have something for them in our forecast?
No, I'm just saying that they want it.
But they're not going to get it, though, right, Tom?
Not this week?
No, although, you know, there's one that's just missing us not too far away today. Eastern Wisconsin and upper Michigan, some places could get over a foot of snow with 40 to 50 mile an hour winds over there.
No joke.
And it's that heavy, packy stuff that's the heart attack shoveling snow and...
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
that's let's not concern ourselves with that, but I mention that because what that thing is going to do over there is it's going to kind of do the old sit and spin. It's kind of hang its position. That may prevent the really, really, really warm temperatures from getting our way in the Friday through Saturday period that I was expecting in prior forecasts, but I'm still looking at low 60s on Saturday, which is down from what I said yesterday, but not bad.
Low 60s, though. We'll take it. This is quite the beautiful spring we're starting out April with. If you have any questions, by the way, you can text in now to our Adventure RV Text Club at 35270. Talking weather with Tom Szymanski is what we do every Tuesday at about this time.
Yeah.
And, okay, how did March stack up over an average March? Because March did seem like the only winter month we had.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started off really warm. The second half of the month was colder than average. The first part of the month was way warmer than average. So as we went through the whole month, we turned out to be about just under 5 degrees above average, okay? So overall, it was warmer than it should have been, or not should have been, warmer than average. That's the way it should be phrased. Now, the range, the coldest was 11 degrees on the 23rd. The warmest was that infamous 70-degree day we had on the 11th, okay? And we were about 3/4 of an inch below average on rainfall, so it was a dry month. And we had 6.3 inches of snow, which was just about 3 inches below average. So we were running a little bit below average on snow yet again. And that brings our total for the year to 17.5 inches, which is 30 inches below average. And if you compare that to last year, we were 58.9 inches of snow last year at this time. So do the quick math.
Last
and we're talking
year was so
3.5 feet behind last year.
That's like a sixth grader.
That's crazy. And we are 9th all time on least snowiest winters ever through the state.
Nice.
Remember we were in the top 4 or 5 March. We kind of got a little bit that knocked us back a bit.
Yeah, you know, 17 inches, it kind of crept up there without us even noticing it because it has been so warm.
Right.
You'd never know at any given time during this winter that there was a total of 17 because it would sort of come and melt. And then come again and melt. And
yeah, and I'm pretty much tempted to say that I don't see us making much headway on snow for the rest of the year, although I dare not say that officially because I have seen strange things creep up at the last moment in April. So we're not out of the woods yet, but I can see the end of the tree line right now. So that's the, that's the way I'm looking at this right now. It's looking better as we go forward.
Hey, Tom, this someone brought this up to me recently, which was I really loved when someone called the kind of late fall months cold butter season.
Cold butter season.
Right,
cold
butter? Or hard butter season. Hard butter season.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's a, I think that we should be dubbing right now grill season because just getting into grill. It's sort of like we talk about the woodchuck coming out, telling us where we're going to have more winter.
Phil,
this is grill season. Some grills are starting to glint in the light for the first time ever in 2024. The charcoal bags getting pulled out of the garage. I really feel like my prediction for the weather coming up is you're going to see a lot of grills out and about. Okay. You know, what do you think of them apples?
Well, I've already started my grilling, so I mean, as far as
we never stopped.
I know. I agree. I had great access all winter long, but I do know some people who are like, once you put the cover on it, you don't touch it again for a few months.
Heads up, it is maybe a national holiday tomorrow in To Tell Tom Szymanski's book, because Village Greens driving ranges will open at 9 a.m. tomorrow. The course is going to open at 11 a.m. Friday.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see the whites of the eyes of the golf course open here. So that's exciting.
That would be exciting. Yeah, and I would be all over that just from my own personal point of view had I not just come back from Arizona.
True.
I've already had my golf fix. So I'm going to leave my tee time spot for others who have not had the opportunity to go down south.
That's nice.
And they can take it up for the early part of the season. Now, after we get through this weekend, I'll start to try to work more golf into my life here. But I'm still kind of coming down from 9 rounds of golf in 8 days, and my body is still recuperating.
Yes, and I haven't heard anything. I don't think we've heard anything about Fargo golf courses. Mm-hmm. This is just Village Green driving ranges open at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then on Friday at 11 a.m., they'll be taking reservations, and tee times will be available. But the carts will be on a day-by-day basis, depending on conditions. And the Meadows course is expected to open soon, too. They don't have a date yet, but their pro shop is going to be open.
Well, they usually work hand-in-hand, the Moorhead City courses. Every other year, one of the courses opens first and then closes first, and then the other one does that the year after. The reason they are careful about the carts is because the frost is still working itself out of the ground, and you don't want to do some damage to the ground by running carts. But some days they'll probably allow it.
Sure. That's exciting. So that's happening.
That's
it's upon
sign.
Us. It is a good sign. But with the rain, are we about even with moisture? This question is in at 35270.
Yeah. I'm noticing here that, since the year began, we're running about, we've had, I would say just under half of the amount of moisture that we should normally have. So it's very dry out there. We have frequently had high fire dangers here because of the combination of the brown vegetation out there and the low relative humidity, wind, and warm temperatures. So we do need more moisture, and rainfall would not be a bad thing. I think I would take rain over the snow, so any kind of moisture would certainly be welcome. But yes, to answer the question, we are running quite a bit below average, and we could use some moisture, and a little bit would go a long way to helping. So anything we can get would be good. And I think we have a chance, although minimal on Sunday, but I think Sunday night, Monday, we'll have a chance for some rainfall moving in.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of concern for us lake goers in Minnesota about what these lakes are going to look like if we're even going to get the boat in.
And also
we better hope for some spring rain.
The lake weeds, too. I think I heard you talking to somebody about that one day.
Yep.
With the low amount of ice on the lakes and also the low level of water, that could be a problem too, right?
Yes, they're growing at a more rapid rate because there was no snow cover to block the
to block out the sun. Yeah,
yeah.
And you don't think about stuff like that, right?
No,
you'd be like,
weird.
Well, we got fish houses out there, but if there isn't something blocking out the sun, it's going to allow those, you know, those weed species to really, really have a bumper year.
Was it one of the warmest winters ever? That's another question in at 35270.
Yeah, I believe it was the warmest winter ever here. If not one of the, it was right in the top two or three at the very worst, or least, I should say, not worst. But it was. And definitely very obvious when you have rain on Christmas and temperatures near 70 in March, and we had 60s in parts of February. Yeah, pretty obviously it was.
Well, I mean,
and
there's no complaint. I have no complaints about this last winter.
Well, especially
whatsoever.
It was diametrically opposed to last year, which was so opposite.
Yep.
I mean, so opposite of this weird. You can't get more opposite than what happened last year and this year.
True. Someone says, I know weather and climate are different.
Mm-hmm, they are.
How can we determine the difference between El Nino and climate change?
Okay, well, first of all, the difference between, I'll address the first part first, weather and climate. Weather is day-to-day occurrences of just weather, whether it's going to be sunny, windy, rain, snow, whatever. Climate encompasses large term weather averages. So when we say the average high for the date for today, for instance, is 47, that's climate because it takes in temperatures over the past 30 years, okay? And of course, climate itself does go back way before that, as we all know, but official climate records cover 30 years. El Nino, La Nina, and neutral patterns with regards to the ocean temperatures and their resultant effect on the jet stream patterns, that's climate too. That, and it does produce day-to-day weather. Climate change, El Nino, La Nina, are two different subjects. Now, climate change is a very, very in-depth subject, which I don't have time to talk about. But the hit on climate change is the fact that there are numerous things that go into climate changing over, 20 years, 40 years, 100 years, 500 years, whatever. And a lot of those are, earth-made processes. Some of those could be man-made processes and the interaction between both of them. So that's what climate change encompasses. It doesn't necessarily mean global warming. It just means different types of climate in different locations of the earth compared to what most people have been familiar with during their lifetime.
Okay, that was a good explanation. That was as brief as you could have made it, too.
As
that
brief
was
as
really
I can make
good.
It, and it's a long-term discussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Thank you, Professor Shemansky.
Oh, well, I'm here for you.
You're the best. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you. Well, we'll talk to you again in a few minutes, actually,
sure.
Right after news.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. And then we'll see you next Tuesday.
You bet.
Two Tell Toms, Terribly Trivial Tuesday, Tidbits today.
Today!
Happen every Tuesday here on It Takes Two.